This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some guys, a stern talking to, some people, that's what you need. Some people need a different plan.
Yeah.
We've discovered it's different from person to person.
That's what's challenging about today's game. And we used to rule with an iron fist. It was one way when I played. You know, that was my mental health coach was Cal Ripken Sr., and he had a size 9 shoe. And when you got out of line, he would stick that 9 shoe up your rear end. That was my mental health coach at the time, you know. But now it's different. And you got to learn, like you said, every player is a little bit different now, man. Everybody responds differently.
Now, see, Ben, you played for Cal Ripken Sr. and Frank Robinson. If your skin wasn't tough, you better toughen up. Yeah. You play for two of the toughest men in the game of baseball of their era. That's what you played for. So things were a lot different for Ben McDonald. I'm not even going to tell you some of the stories Ben told me because I don't even know if he wants them told on air.
So, but I had a buddy last night text me. He goes, man, why is Ben trying to cover for Kyle Gibson so much? And I'm like, he's not. Like, you got to understand, too, this guy played the position for a long time. He knows what it's like to succeed and fail.
Yeah.
And on top of it, like, if you want to look at it, and feel free to beat Kyle Gibson up because I'm going to have some fun with him today. But the fact of the matter is he did get three spring training or three, like, preseason starts, whatever you want to call it, to work up to this. No, I did not expect him to come out and give up home run. Was it trip? No, it was an out. Home run, triple, whatever that was, triple turned into double. As you said, it was all extra base hits. They didn't even have to stop at first. Just keep running, guys. It was ugly last night. But, yeah, I do think I still want to see another start from Kyle Gibson, whereas I was jokingly sending stuff to the group about me missing Charlie Morton. I don't want to see him start another game.
I told you he'd be in the bullpen. I told you he would be in the bullpen. Did I not, Ed?
Yeah.
Listen, here's what I don't like about fans, Ed. You want us to go in on these athletes. And when we don't, you think we're either protecting our jobs or like getting fired or we're afraid to confront them. When nothing could be further from the truth. It's called professionalism. That's what it's called. It's called being a pro. That's what Ben McDonald is. Ben McDonald wants to go in and be able to go in. He's going to tell you what he thinks, but he's not going to just start throwing flames. He's not. That would be stupid. That would not be – how is Ben McDonald going to go in and talk to the athletes and get the behind-the-scenes stuff when they hear him throwing them under the bus all the time? That's not smart.
But is he – like, there's honesty, and then there's also the part of it, like, everybody wants to look – and I don't know how you feel about it, Ed, but, like, people take reasons as excuses all the time, and I understand they can be, but it kind of goes back to what we said, like – there are people taking victory laps because the Orioles are losing because they said they had a terrible offseason. When if you honestly look at it, you can blame the offseason all you want. Injuries are the reason they're losing this bad.
You know, I mean, I said this earlier when we were talking about Grayson. It's like you give a reason and there's an automatic excuse. Like people in them, it's with everything. It's not with everybody, but with the you know, with stupid people. It's like, you know, they say something because that's how they feel. They think. They think they know. They say things. And if you say something they don't like, if you're not on the field, you know, well, he's dogging it. He's just, he's this. He's soft. He could very well be injured. He's giving you a reason. And when they give reasons for problems, it's a reason. Not everything's an excuse. And then they get criticized when they say nothing. If they stay silent, they get pilloried. If they say something, they're soft. They're making excuses. So it's one of those no-win situations.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We all know. I was about to say Charlie Morton. Not him. We all know. Yesterday, Kyle Gibson was bad, but I'm with Jeremy. I want to see another start.
I know who Kyle Gibson is. I like, for example,
he's not that guy last night.
No. And again, I'm not telling you he's going to be a guy that's going to pitch to a 2.5 ERA. I know what Kyle Gibson is. The sad part was I saw this with Charlie Morton at the end of last year. I'm like, man, he is putting so many guys on base, and he's never been this bad at it. And when you watch him pitch now, you go, He doesn't even have control. That's like that's the one thing the older pitchers usually have. They just can't hump it up there as fast. So they're throwing up all that junk
on
or pitching backwards.
On the black. Yeah. Put everything on the black.
It's just, oh, man. But last night, again, it's I know as bad as that feels, and the one that we had the other day where they got their asses handed to them and then getting swept in Detroit is bad. They're, except for Detroit, those are three losses. Those are worth three. But each one's worth one.
How do you get your ass handed to you? I mean, where does that come from?
You ain't never had it happen?
I never had my ass.
Like, I took your whole ass off and handed and gave it back to you.
So how do I walk?
Here's your ass.
How do I walk?
Pigeon-toed.
How do your pants stay up?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. That's like that picture of that woman that she has, like, no chin. And then somebody said, how she fold towels? Because that's how we all fold towels. Put it under our chin.
Well, it's like, you know. I had no ears. I was like, how's he ever going to see? Like, what do you mean? How's he have his glasses stay on? It's
like, don't worry, my glasses never fall off. I got big ears, Rob.
I didn't notice.
I was on vacation in Mexico with my two French Canadian friends, and we all met a bunch of girls. Mine had rather a weak chin.
Did you hit her?
No. Yeah, just a glass jaw.
We went boxing.
My friend Andre Brido, all these guys, they both had French accents. The women loved them. He's like, oh, Eddie, next year, you see baby. Big arms, no chin.
Big arms.